At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
You are listening to the Armstrong Butler Buzz podcast, your source for what is happening in Butler County. This episode is also available in video format on YouTube. Just search for The Neighborhood Channel. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Armstrong Butler Buzz. Hi, today I get to welcome Janet Arita with the Highmark Caring Place. So first, Janet, welcome to the Butler Buzz.
Thank you.
I'm really excited that you're here.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
And about a year ago, I had the honor of having a tour of the Highmark Caring Place. And I knew the mission, but seeing everything right there, that's why I had to have you on.
Thank you. It does make a difference being in the building and seeing where the magic happens.
Where the magic happens.
So yes.
Could you explain to us a little bit more about the mission of Highmark Caring Place?
Absolutely. So we are a community-based organization. Our purpose is to provide grief support to kids and families who've experienced a death at our four sites across the Commonwealth. And then we also have a mission that extends beyond that, which is helping the community understand more about grief, how to recognize and support grieving kids and families, and just sort of elevate their voices and their concerns.
And how long have you been doing this kind of work?
So I personally have been at the Caring Place for about 7 years.
Okay.
I've been a nurse and a social worker for
many years.
Several decades. More than I'd like to count.
You know, when I think about grief, and I know growing up, and I mean, I had a loving, supporting family. It was something that, well, we're just not going to.
Absolutely.
We're going to be upset, and we're going to be sad, and then it's going to, like, go away. And
yes,
it doesn't go away,
it
Janet.
It does not go away.
Right? So this is important, and this is, grief is something that we all experience and go through.
Mm-hmm.
But you do help kids and their families.
Yes.
So I'm going to imagine that my kids and I go through a loss, and we contact you, and we want to become involved. What is that process like?
Sure. So the easiest way to contact us is either through our website. There's a contact us form, or our toll-free lines are all on our website.
Okay.
So you would choose the site that's closest to you. As I said, we do have four: downtown Pittsburgh, I'm in Warrendale, one in Erie, one in central PA.
Okay.
When you call that number, you will reach someone who will take some basic information, and then one of our family services specialists will get back to the person who's grieving and do a clinical intake and just make sure that they understand what the nature of the loss is, learn a little bit more about the family, and then give them information so they can decide whether a peer support group is what they're looking for and whether the time is right for them to join.
Okay. And now we're going to go through the process. We join.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is that we'll be participating with other families that are going through loss too.
Correct.
And we come about once a week for a session that runs about 2 hours.
Yep. Just under two.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the first hour is socialization with those other families?
Yes. We feed people dinner.
Okay.
They get to, like, hang out, play games, get to know some other families, just sort of unwind from their day and get prepared to, like, go into the group space.
And then the group space, it's real important that the kids kind of, like, go with other kids, right?
Absolutely.
It's that peer-to-peer that...
Yes, that's the whole foundation of our program. So if you're 9, you're going to be with other 8 to 10-year-olds. If you're a teenager, you're going to be with other teenagers. And if you're an adult supporting those kids, we recognize that kids don't grieve in isolation. They're part of a family. Grieving adults are grieving themselves while trying to support their grieving child. So we also have adult support groups for the adults who come with those kids.
So who leads the support part of the program?
So we have a pretty extensive training program for trained volunteers. They can come from any walk of life. They go through about a 25 to 30 hour training. Our volunteers are the cream of humanity. I'm telling you, you will never meet finer people. And so every group night, the groups are facilitated by our trained volunteers, supervised by our clinical staff.
Okay.
I'm one of 6 clinical staff, so we could never do the work that we do with only 6 professionals per site. We're a largely volunteer-driven organization, and we could not do what we do without our volunteers.
Right. So I think that's when you say, you know what, maybe you'd like to volunteer too,
absolutely.
Right?
We are always thrilled when people are interested in volunteering. We do 2 trainings a year, one in the late winter, early spring, and one in the late summer, early fall.
And to volunteer, are you looking for 18 and older?
21 and older.
21 and older. So
yes.
That's why I asked that question.
Yes,
thank you. That's important. And I did read, you know, your volunteers, they may lead or help with the support groups,
mm-hmm.
but they might be greeters.
Absolutely.
They might be helping with the food that you feed the families.
Absolutely.
They might be helping with those beautiful quilts you make.
Yes. And that's a really important. I'm glad that you mentioned the quilts. All of the families have the opportunity to make a quilt square. All of the quilt squares get joined into one quilt that represents those families who went through a group together.
And I saw the quilts. They are just beautiful. And I mean, you just want to study each square.
They're amazing.
And it's like a story.
They're totally a tribute and an honor to the person who has died. And you can learn so much about that person and family.
So Janet, what does this cost families?
I'm so glad you asked that, because it would be terrible to have to tell families that they would have to pay at a time in their lives when they need support. And thanks to the generous support of Highmark, everything that we offer is completely free of charge to anyone in the community. This is Highmark's give back to the community.
There's so much to learn about the Highmark Caring Place. Please check out their website. They have a lot of great free resources, brochures, things that you can actually print online. There's webinars. They do amazing work. Thank you, Janet, for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.